Hey friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday to you. Happy Good Friday. In fact, I hope your day has started out well. For me, I was able to take a hike to a cross in the morning, which was hard, but a good way for me to start the day, which I appreciated. Thank you so much just for all the love, all the support on this new venture, especially with my ebook. When it comes to sharing my testimony of navigating chronic pain, and I've already just been hearing from some of you that you've been reading it and it's really been opening up your eyes. If you don't know what it is, my new ebook, When Desperation Meets Faith, is all about my journey with chronic pain. And it's not just something to encourage others who might be going through any kind of physical pain, but it's also a resource to empower you to see chronic pain from a different perspective, and also give you some tools that I really do believe can actually help you heal. I do not believe that chronic pain is a life sentence. I've walked that out on my own. I was told by many doctors it would just be something that, you know, I would have to accommodate in my life. And I never really believed it, but it wasn't until I learned about the mind-body syndrome that I was finally able to see, wow, I really do not have to live a life with chronic pain. And so, I mean, this goes for any of you who have been living with debilitating illnesses, and also you who might have like a tennis elbow from a sports injury in college, and there's certain things that you just can't do now because it hurts, or you can't raise your shoulder all the way because you have, you know, a frozen shoulder. Like, the extent to where the mind-body syndrome goes is pretty limitless. And I have heard different testimonies from people being completely in a wheelchair because they are crippled by pain, getting out of a wheelchair because of learning about the mind-body syndrome, to people who have struggled, like myself, with different autoimmune diseases, to people who have chronic migraines or back pain or things that they just thought they were going to have to live with. It has been life-changing for me. And so my mission is to share that with everybody. So I just wanted to say that because it's not only a book to be encouraging and instill hope to people, it actually is a resource for you to get out of pain. And I believe that you absolutely can. I also wanted to talk about another way that I have been loving on and supporting my body, and that is through Reishi spores. And let me tell you, Reishi spores and coffee has become my biggest obsession. And I love it so much because Reishi is actually a mushroom that has a lot to do with healing of the nervous system and hormones and different regulatory processes in the body. So drinking Reishi actually is another way that I help calm my nervous system, which nervous system regulation is something that I talk about in my ebook. So if you struggle with acid reflux or morning migraines or indigestion from coffee, or you don't do well with caffeine because it gives you anxiety or jitters or these different kinds of things, this could be a great way for you to be able to have coffee again because it is excellently sourced. It is coffee that does not have any mold in it. Most coffee, especially in the US, has mold because of poor sourcing. And it's good for hormones, it's good for blood sugar, it's good for all of these different things that many people stop drinking coffee because it just messes up their health. So this is something that I love. And if you want to try it, the link is in my bio as well. I'm just excited to kind of keep going with you guys in the future as we look to just some more things we're going to get to do together and some more resources, and just, we're working hard. Because I really believe that there is freedom for you from chronic pain, from acute pain, all along the spectrum. And it's, you know, I feel like it's just become one of my biggest passions in life to talk about it from a neuroscience perspective, from a psychological perspective, as well as from a biblical perspective, because it's all a part of the beautiful puzzle that mixes together. So that will be the notes for all of that. The links will be in my bio if you want to check that out. Today, the episode is going to be a little bit shorter because I want us just to spend some time together kind of being a little bit more present in what today is. And for those of us who are believers, it's Good Friday, which is an important day. And, you know, I've been in ministry for a long time, and Easter weekend has definitely been more of a push for me in the past than anything else. And, you know, absolutely, don't get me wrong, I loved it and I love it, and was able to celebrate and be a part of such joyous times in different church communities. And it's been such a special thing. For some of us, maybe this weekend means a lot. Maybe for others, it's kind of like this stale religious tradition you've had to partake in, and it requires lots of dressing up and being around people you don't necessarily like. Maybe Easter weekend for you is full of a lot of family, you know, different gatherings, Easter egg hunts, candy overdosing, all of those kinds of things. And, you know, last year I decided to, on Good Friday, go to a church that was having one of those Stations of the Cross. And, you know, it was different items that were posted around the church that you could just go and kind of spend time with and really sit in what Good Friday meant and why it's even called Good Friday. And, you know, I hadn't really done that before. And it was this beautiful thing for me, this thing to be present with the real grief and pain that believers at that time would have been going through. You know, this made me think about just how often I haven't necessarily been able to do this in this way, being present to this, because I've not necessarily been able to be present in general, because I haven't built the discipline for it, especially to being present to pain. And so what a beautiful thing it is to think about lament and lamenting over the fact that the Savior of the world, he died for me. And imagine if I was there on that day and I didn't know that Jesus was going to raise from the dead in 3 days, right? I almost feel like some believers think that this is a way for us to maybe feel guilt or shame. Like when you hear, you know, that mom that whenever her kids do something she doesn't like, or they do something that she just disagrees with, it's like, I gave birth to you for 40 hours. You need to listen to me. Like that kind of like bribery or any time of that, you know? And it's almost like people think the reminder of the cross is to make us feel bad. Like Jesus is saying, hey, don't mess up. Remember that time I had to die on the cross for you? Wow, that sucked. You're really going to do that? Right? Like that's this mentality that we have. And it really couldn't be further from the truth. You know, imagine the moments Jesus knew what he had to do. And he asked his Father if there was another way. And if you know the scripture, it talks about how he sweat blood, right? Because he was so stressed and nervous about this thing that he was going to do. And to think that for a moment, this is just my own mind, that Jesus didn't want to do it. He knew he had to, and he did it. But to think about for a second that he was sitting there asking God, is there any other way? He knew all the times that I'd walk away and I would slander his name. He knew that I would blame him for things that he wasn't even to blame for. He knew that I would use his name in vain and deny following him in moments when I was embarrassed throughout my life, embarrassed to be called a Christian. Not for a good reason, just because I was immature in my faith and that's what I chose to do at the time. He knew all of that and he still chose me. He chose you. No matter what you could have possibly done, he chose those who curse his name and are vehemently against him to this day. He chose them. He died on the cross for them. The power of the cross is that Jesus endured every imaginable sin in this world, and he took it all for us. Not to throw it in our face, not to remind us every time we mess up, but because that is how much he loves us. It's really not, it almost feels impossible to think of that kind of love, right? It's not circumstantial love. It's not if I do this, you do this. It's real, pure love. He had no hidden agenda. There wasn't any fine print. If I do this, then do this. So can we like sit with that for a moment? Because I think so many of us move through it just so fast and we want to get to the good part. He rose and he did, and that's amazing. And that's why it's called Good Friday, is because of the necessary pain to get to the celebration. But can we sit with such that weighty love that is like any other kind of love we've ever known? A kind of love that requires nothing in return but free will to love him back. Think of his followers and his disciples who witnessed his death. I mean, the defeat they must have felt. The terror of what would happen next. I wonder if they ever questioned his resurrection, right? Like he told them, but in ways that they didn't really fully comprehend, or maybe they just didn't want to fully comprehend. I think if it would have been me standing by the cross after the fact, everyone had left. The man that I had given my life up for to follow is now dead. After all the healings, after all the miracles, and after all the amazing things that I would have seen being with Jesus, and then see him not be able to save himself on the cross. To think like, wow, he didn't perform any miracles today, in the natural, at least. Think of the most hopeless situation you've ever experienced. And then like times that by 1 million. The depth of heartache, the intensity of fear, and the level of questions you might have had about the future. We have to sit in this emotion, in this pain, in this despair, so that we can then rejoice in the immensity of what it meant to witness the risen Savior. Maybe we sing it on Sunday, right? And it doesn't necessarily hit us quite that much because maybe we haven't necessarily let the pain of Good Friday sit with us first. And so I just want to encourage you to not passively get through this weekend. Like sit with it, feel it, all of it. The agony before the rejoicing, the pain before the promise, the terror before the triumph. There's a gift in being present to it all that may allow us to encounter Jesus even more deeply through it. And maybe we can sense an even deeper love and a deeper longing for him and to be with him, because he has such a longing to be with us. In Romans 6, 8 to 11, it says, "Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord." You know, many of us are living spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically dead. And I think that today is a great reminder that Jesus died so that we would not have to be held hostage by the things of this world. That is the promise, and that is the reward that we have in Christ. There are so many options today being offered to us, and it seems like the redemption and the freedom in Christ just continues to get put lower and lower on the list. And I want to remind you that if you feel like you are being controlled by your mind or by your thoughts or by your emotions, you need the reminder today that you are not, because Jesus died for your mind to function in the fullness of authority and wholeness that you have access to. There is a fullness of healing in Jesus that can come from Jesus alone. There is also a fullness in healing from Jesus that can come from resources that he has given us, like therapy and like biblical counseling. Absolutely. But I want to remind you today that you are not on your own, that there is a strength for your weakness, and his name is Jesus Christ. And as we take time to sit today in the idea of what it meant for Jesus to die on the cross on this Good Friday, I just want to take some time to pray over your heart and your mind. Because there is a huge difference in sitting in the lament of the cross, because it brings freedom, it brings healing, it brings hope, and it brings a renewed mind and a renewed spirit. Lament in the cross is not void of hope. It actually takes us to an increased amount of hope, because we know what it took for Jesus to die on the cross for us to receive that hope and that freedom. So, Lord, I just thank you so much, God, for the gift of this day, Good Friday. And Lord, I just pray that we as your people would be able to sit in this powerful moment of the now but not yet, of the pain that is so real, of the pain that was so real right when you died on the cross. When we think of all of the emotions, the fear, the terror, the grief, the sadness, the hopelessness, Lord, that those feelings and that sadness was not in vain. But Lord, we think of you in the garden. We think of Jesus and how he wept, how he sweat blood, because he knew he had to, because that's how much he loved his people and how much he knew that the redemption could only come from the cross. And so, Lord, this brings us just to our knees when we think about it. Lord, I just repent of any time when we haven't been in awe of the cross, when we haven't sat in wonder of who you are and what you did for us, that God, you sent your one and only Son to die on the cross so that we would live lives of freedom in you, knowing very well that many would walk away from you, that many would hate you, that many would slander your name, and yet you still did it for each one of us. So I pray that that just ability to sit in that would even cause us to sense the amount of love that you have for each one of your children. Lord, that you see us as complete creations in your image, that we are your image bearers, Lord, and that it is your spirit that dwells in us, that we are empowered, that we have authority, Lord. Lord, we thank you that there was no other way, that we were worthy of such a horrific and painful death, Lord, I pray that we wouldn't move so quickly past that, God, but we would sit in it. That we would lament over the fact that you gave up your physical body. You endured every kind of pain imaginable for us, for me, for your children. And that on Sunday when we celebrate, what a celebration it is, because we know the pain and we know the price and we know the cost that it took to get that freedom, to have that freedom, that there's nothing we have to do. You endured it all. You did it all. We simply have to surrender our lives. And so if you're listening and you haven't given your life to Jesus yet, I just want to remind you that he is so ready and so willing with open arms to receive you in his love today. And all you have to do and say is, God, I receive you into my heart. Lord, change my heart because I want to follow you from this day forward. There's no better time than right now. And I just pray that his peace and his spirit and his love would just overwhelm you in this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.